don't know if you caught the show Selfie. John Cho was one of the leads. He's the first Asian American to star in a romantic TV comedy. The show's been canceled, but Cho's role and the increasing prominence of other Asian men in Hollywood has kicked off a conversation about whether we've reached a turning point in American pop culture. Naomi Gingold takes a look.
There are a lot of dating cliches, some that are backed up with data. Like the one that says Asian American men are thought of and see themselves as one of the least desirable groups. To quote some recent articles, are Asian men undateable? Why won't Western women date Chinese men? Dear Internet, Lord is dating an Asian guy. Get over it. So I Skyped my friend Eric Tang, Chinese American. We also dated briefly. I wanted to know how this had ever affected him. So I asked, awkwardly, if me being white ever made him think he shouldn't ask me.
You know, I've never been bold enough to take a risk that I'm not, like, pretty confident about.
Tang is a pretty confident guy, but he points out that he grew up partly in China, where the heroes on TV, they look like him. It was nothing like the negative stereotypes in Hollywood that he and a lot of others point to as a big part of the problem. I realized I needed an expert.
My name is John Cho. Should I name some credits?
Cho is one of the few prominent Asian American male actors in Hollywood. You might recognize him from the Harold and Kumar movies or the recent Star Treks. He says when he was younger,
girls would say, in an almost benevolent tone, I just zero attraction to Asian men. It wasn't considered taboo to say something like that.
Now, with all due journalistic objectivity here, John Cho is really hot. In 2009, People magazine voted him sexiest man alive. But in Hollywood, it's still rare to see Asian men cast as confident leading men. Hollywood hasn't wanted to date them. And that impacts what America thinks of Asian men and what Asian American men think of themselves.
We believe what girls tell us, what the movies tell us, that we're not supposed to be leaders, we're not masculine, and we're weak, all those things.
When he started out in Hollywood, Cho says his expectations were low. Rules were pretty explicit about who could audition for what.
You'd hear back, they're not opening up casting, which meant they're not seeing non-white people.
He broke in with comedy, playing a drunk kid on American Pie. After that, he says he stopped being typecast in, quote, Asian roles. And because he knows how powerful on-screen stereotypes can be, Cho will often agonize over whether to take a certain part.
I would sweat how the public would see it. Then I would sweat a lot about how Asian Americans might see it. And I would also sweat about, could I live with myself? Would it bother me? And I would also sweat how 12-year-old me would think about it.
And to this day?
There are certain Asian male friends that I call who are not in the business. And I said, what do you think? But I go to them because I want to know how they would feel.
Last fall, Cho was cast as the lead in Selfie, a beloved but short-lived romantic comedy on TV. He cared about the juicy role, but for a lot of his Asian American male fans, it was a big deal that his co-star was a white woman. He says former co-stars have even told him,
I have this new Asian male fan base. Thank you very much.
He told his co-star in Selfie,
prepare for high fives from Asian men for the rest of your life. We're very grateful.
Today, Cho has some company. Stephen Yeun on The Walking Dead, the new sitcom Fresh Off the Boat that stars an Asian American family. And so there's been a lot of talk about whether we're seeing a real shift in Hollywood.
The subtext of all the discussion is, we're making it right, aren't we? Please say we're making it right. And it's a really great impulse in American society. We are obsessed with wanting to fix this race problem. And we're stumbling. We're all thumbs about it. And I can't say that it has become right, or that the playing field is equal. Is it moving in the right direction? I believe it is.
For now, Cho just wants meaty roles where it doesn't matter whether he's Asian or not, and roles he hasn't seen portrayed by a face like his.
For instance, the Asian American community, they would go nuts if I was one of the X-Men or something, or because it's prominent, but it's not necessarily artistically fulfilling, although I would take that gig in a heartbeat. I don't want to do that many sit-ups, though. Those suits are tight.
A sexy Asian superhero? I can get completely behind that. And Marvel, Sony, I think the rest of the U.S. could too. For The World, I'm Naomi Gingold, Los Angeles.
We reached out to an editor at Asia Pacific Arts Magazine to find out which Asian American actors we should be paying attention to, and she sent us her top five picks. Find out who they are at PRI.org. This is The World.